historically, I think because of our ages, we think of a visitor center as being an office that visitors to the community stop into to get information about the community. I had to make that transition myself, but it didn't take long. If you start thinking about the level of usage of online information, if you're going to a city to visit, you don't wait till you get there to start learning about what's in that community that you might want to visit. You go online and learn that. And that has made a huge difference in the walk-in type visitor to the Convention Visitors Bureau. So I do support this location. It's, it's what, mile into College Station, but it's an office building. It's not a visitor center that out-of-town visitors would come in to learn about our community. Discussions have already taken place relative to two or three small visitor centers, not on property owned by the CVB, but on property utilized and staffed and supplied with brochures and literature in various places in the community, including at least one in Bryan. So I think that will meet the current and the limited needs for a visitor center in the future. So I think this is a good option, and hope we enter into the agreement with CVB.
That is our next step, is to identify those visitor center locations. And of course, the Queen is one of my top locations in downtown, because we don't want the visitors to have to come find us. We want to be where the visitors are. And that's hard to do just in a location on University Drive. It needs to be someplace that where people congregate, downtown, Texas A&M, somewhere on University Drive where there's a lot of people. So we'll work on that in our next step, but this is our first step.